Today, four NATO countries blocked a proposal for the alliance to play a supportive role in a war against Iraq. The U.S. asked NATO to protect member state Turkey, but a day after President Bush built a case against Baghdad in his State of the Union address, NATO put off action on the plan. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
The alliance makes military decisions based on consensus, but with growing public hostility in Europe toward war, most of the NATO member states are reluctant to back contingency plans before all diplomatic avenues are exhausted. In Brussels today, the ambassadors from France, Germany, Belgium, and Luxembourg said planning was premature. The Bush administration wants NATO's blessing, and if possible, says analyst Timothy Garden, NATO's military support.
But I don't think anybody would say that it can't be done without the rest of NATO, because we're talking about the world's greatest military power, the United States, taking on a declining third world country, in effect, in Iraq, one that has not had modernization or resupply for the best part of a decade.
According to Garden, a senior fellow at the Royal Institute for International Affairs, NATO is a means for Washington's military planners. Turkey is the end. The country's proximity to Iraq makes it a crucial staging ground for any strike. Turkey wants NATO's guarantee of protection in the event Iraq decides to retaliate against Turkey. Washington needs to push NATO to give that guarantee. Garden adds that if NATO fails to play some role in a military campaign, the gulf between the U.S. and the alliance will widen.
There will be fallout from all of this, which will include a reappraisal of the importance of NATO, such that its importance in the eyes, I think, on either side of the Atlantic has been significantly diminished.
Indeed, Garden says the alliance between the United States and Britain confirms a diplomatic shift in Washington. Bilateral relations with member states are far more desirable than dealing with a bureaucratic group like NATO, he says, because while some NATO members doubt whether Washington has grounds to carry out an attack, Britain remains a solid backer. Today, Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke on the floor of the House of Commons and endorsed a point President Bush made last night.
What we have explained is this, that we do not know of evidence linking Iraq to Al-Qaeda in circumstances concerning the 11th of September attack. We do know of links between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. We cannot be sure of the exact extent of those links.
Other European leaders have said they look forward to the evidence Colin Powell will give to the Security Council. The London Daily Telegraph noted, for the White House to get consensus in the UN, it has to be an Adlai Stevenson moment. This was a reference to the former UN ambassador's 1962 testimony proving that the Soviet Union was building missile sites in Cuba. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.